Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Francesca Raffi from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here to talk about the 27 Times Cinema project that invites 27 young European film lovers, one participant per European member state, to attend the Venice Film Festival as jury members of the Giornate degli Autori section. And now I'm joined by Emil Elisabeth Tulik, who is representing Estonia in this year's edition of 27 Times Cinema. Welcome to Fred. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Emil, how did you apply for 27 Times Cinema? How and why?
Well, a friend of mine was here the last year.
Oh, okay.
So he told me about it. Uh-huh. And last year it was too late to apply.
A friend from Estonia.
Yeah, from
okay,
Estonia.
Okay.
And this year, since I had a lot of time at home and lots of social media in a way, I saw the application. It's not very famous in my country.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's not very promoted, but I managed to find it on time.
And where, I mean, just out of curiosity, where did you find it? I mean,
only
on
the cinema. Yeah,
or?
Cinema website in on Facebook.
Okay.
So, then I just applied because I thought, why not?
Why not?
Yes. Why not?
That's true.
A good opportunity.
Okay.
To...
Yes, what does this opportunity mean to you? I mean, what would you expect?
What would I expect? Well, it's a very strange opportunity in a good way.
Yeah.
Because we have like 27 people from different countries, different languages, different cultures. And it's very beautiful to see how like the first week, everybody was a bit tense.
Yeah.
There was some tension between us. And now the second week, we're like almost trying to reschedule our flights and like booking another flight for like to meet in Europe. So
That's great.
It's amazing to see how cinema brings us all together.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about you. I read from your profile that the film which made you fall in love with cinema is a film by David Lynch.
Yes.
Is it correct? Why, first of all?
Well, I was 9 or 10, I think, and I watched the movie with my mom, and I had crazy nightmares for like 3 months afterwards.
Okay.
There's the scene Silencio in the end and in the middle of the movie, and it just kept on repeating in my dreams.
Okay.
And from that on, like, I was fascinated about it. In the last, like, at first it was scary, but then I realized it was an interesting experience. And then I got into his films and his TV show Twin Peaks, and from that on I've kind of been very interested in the world of cinema.
Yes, and speaking of, you know, of this, what's your background? I mean, what are you studying? Are you studying something related to film studies, to cinema?
No, or? I study art history and semiotics.
Semiotics. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, it has to do with cinema in a way, semiotics.
In a way, yeah. Visual semiotics is a very up-and-coming thing, I feel.
Yeah, that's true.
It's cool. So, yeah.
Well, in your profile, I also read that you are representing here Kinos Sopros.
Yes.
I read an interesting thing. Sopros means friendship in Estonia.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
So speaking of your country, what are the main film festivals? Are there any? Would you recommend something to our listeners?
I think there's a... one quite big one where I've also been a jury member in a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay.
Called BÖFF, which is a film festival for Dark Nights Film Festival.
Okay.
Basically, I don't know how it's in English. And I can really recommend it. I think it was picked like a higher class festival last year. It was like had race or something. And I can really recommend it. We have like lots of different categories. So there's like a youth category, main... like shorts.
Okay.
So definitely that one. And I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the situation there of independent films? You know, independent directors and independent films in general?
Well, it's very difficult because we have such a small country. And getting the support is very hard.
You mean also financially?
Financially, it's very difficult because we only have this one big... organization, Estonian Cultural Capital, which provides us the money, or like private sponsors. There was this movie, Scandinavian Silence, in Venice as well, last year, I think. And even like when I thought our cinema is not renowned in Europe, but when I came here, a guy from Portugal, Gonzalo, told me, oh, I know this movie, November, from Estonia, which is like based on our national myth, which is very interesting that he loved the movie. So I'd say we have a very peculiar ethnic, in a way, of seeing the scene of cinema. We use a lot of our myths and our mythology and history, which is, I think, great.
So it's embedded in your culture. I mean, it's something related to your own culture. I mean, your cinema. Your
Yeah, a lot of the times. Well, now it's a contemporary cinema. Young students do want to make something more experimental. But most of the movies that do very well in my country are strictly based on like national novels and these kind of stories.
Is it I mean, in your opinion, is it difficult to then communicate these things to people not coming from Estonia? I mean, as an audience,
I think not, to be honest, because the myths themselves are, you know, like fairy tales. They're like these stories that you've been told, so it doesn't really matter which nation's tale is being told. And I feel like our filmmakers make them very attractive in
so
a way.
So it's something that we can share.
Yeah, somehow. We can share it in a way.
Okay. Well, let's move back to Venice. How would you describe your experience here, especially, you know, the opportunities that you have been having here, masterclasses, workshops? What do you think?
They've been great. I really like the panels. I think they're really interesting, especially the ones with the Europa Cinemas and Europe Film Academy, because it really shows us all how cinema is being made in real life, how it's not the glamorous part always, how the technical side is so important. And what we as delegates need to understand is the fact that some of us are going to work with that. So it's very useful in the end, I think, to have these panels and these people telling us who have done it for like tens of years.
And to learn from them.
And to learn from them,
Thank you, Emil, Elizabeth, for sharing your experience here in Venice with us. And thank you to all of you. Don't miss our next interviews with the young jury members of the Giornate degli Autori section. This is Francesca Raffi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.